You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got John Legend in the house. Major South by Southwest announcements. We head down to Disney to talk to Diamond White. Meghan Trainor's bestie Chris Olsen checks in. And you know we've got all the latest music. Hey, it's Tetris. It's Friday, February 16th, and boy, do we have a fun show for you guys today. It's my favorite part of Friday, new tunes. And this week, we've got a nice batch of bops for you. Pink is back authentically and fearlessly with Trust Fall. So hate me, I'm the villain you made me. Bebe Rexha told us all about her new single, Heart Wants What It Wants, at her exclusive listening party.
We did a deep dive into the 70s, and I fell in love with Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks and The Edge of 17 and Landslide. And my heart only wants what it wants,
what it wants, what it wants, till it doesn't. Kelsea Ballerini delivered the ultimate divorce album and dropped a 20-minute video for Rolling Up the Welcome Mat. Yeah, it was love and it was just married. Nessa Barrett's got an intense banger with Bang Bang.
I got your name on my list and a target on your back, and I'm blowing a little kiss to your mommy and your dad.
Like working with yourself and getting very deep, and also learning how to have compassion for the person that's kind of inside of you, because we kind of forget that and we neglect ourselves in a way I feel like is very important.
It's been almost 5 years since Janelle Monáe released her last album, and for those of us who've been patiently waiting, we've been awarded with Float.
I don't step,
and one of our Women of the Year, Latto and Lucala, are bringing all the disco vibes with Lottery. For all the latest music drops, head over to billboard.com. And just like that, it's time to head to my favorite place. Marvel has a brand new TV show called Moon Girl with music at its center, and the cast is spilling the beat, talking Rihanna, Frank Ocean, and the soundtrack.
They're gonna be doing this a lot while they're watching.
We're here at Disney to talk to the star of Moon Girl. You may have seen her on X Factor. It's Diamond White, and I'm telling you, the soundtrack is popping.
Oh, honey, boom, looking like a pop star.
Sadiq is executive producing all the music, and if he's in control of it, you know all the songs are going to be good. You know how back in the day when the Proud Family had the Beyonce and her doing the theme song? Gives me that vibes. It's that caliber of good.
It's reggaeton, rap, classical, old school funk, everything.
What artists are you listening to right now?
Oh, I'm a diehard Frank Ocean fan. I love me some Frank.
Are you going to be at Coachella?
I'm going to Coachella. I was going to go even if I had to camp because it's Frank and that's my baby right there.
Did you see the Rihanna Super Bowl halftime show? How'd you feel about it?
I did. I loved it. Special guest baby. Like, that was really cool.
All right, now tell me what message do you hope people take away from Moon?
That one girl can make a difference. You can't be what you can't see, as Lawrence Fishburne said. So it's nice that there's a character showing a black girl with a big brain.
Girl magic. What you do?
Me and this guy dance together, and we also like to hang out with Meghan Trainor. We sat down with Chris Olsen.
And of course, you are good friends with Miss Meghan Trainor, who
just announced
that she's pregnant.
She
again.
Is. Yes.
How did she tell you? Tell me about it.
It was kind of like a low key, because she was like, I think I'm pregnant. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay, like, what do we do with this information? It's like one of the things she really wanted this year.
Yeah.
And so to see that like happening is, I'm so happy for her and Daryl.
Yeah, I look good in my Versace dress, but I'm
think is the main thing that artists could learn from someone like you if they want to promote their music?
They want to see your authenticity. They want to see you, and they just want to connect with you like a friend.
Totally.
And when you do have something you want to promote or share, or you want people to really like lean in and listen, then that's when you can do that kind of promotional stuff.
For the full interview, head to billboard.com. And we've got big news from one of my favorite festivals, South by Southwest. Billboard is headed back to South by Southwest for three nights of star-studded concerts and an interactive content house featuring intimate conversations with musicians and industry leaders. Billboard presents the stage at South by Southwest, headlined by Lil Yachty, Fade, and Eladio Carrión, and Cascade and Deadmau5, with opening performances by Lola Brooke and Armani White. Tickets are on sale now with a reserved amount available exclusively for existing South by Southwest Music and Platinum Badge holders and South by Southwest Music Festival wristband holders on a first-come, first-served basis. In addition to musical performances, several artists will also take part in unforgettable conversations hosted at the Billboard House. It all goes down March 16th through March 18th. And we all love John Legend. Now we get to learn more about him.
Worst job I've ever had.
I guess my first job, I was the assistant to the repairman at a music store.
Okay.
And so I had to basically just kind of like clean trumpets and violins. And I didn't hate it, but of all the jobs I've had, it's probably my least favorite.
Did that?
I did get to go and like play the piano during breaks and stuff.
So I was going to say, did that enhance your love for music by any chance?
I mean, not really, because you're just back there like cleaning the slides on a trumpet and it wasn't sexy.
The last song I listened to was?
The last song I listened to today was Is It a Crime by Sade. I love Sade.
I feel like a Legend of Doo vibe is...
Oh, we toured together. 2011, we did a whole tour.
Oh, I need to go all the way back.
We did an arena tour, Sade, with me opening for her.
What was your favorite memory from that tour?
Oh, it was beautiful. Just seeing her every night, I'm like, what a blessing.
And now, it's time for the weekend. Come back next week when we hang out with the Jonas Brothers, Mario, and more. This is Billboard News.